First landing history. Captain John Smith passed the site of NOAA's first landing Chesapeake Bay Interpretive Buoy System buoy four times during his stay in Virginia. On April 26, 1607, he was aboard one of the Virginia Company's ships as they entered the Chesapeake at dawn and made their first landing at what they named Cape Henry, the land at the south side of the bay's mouth. This was the territory of the Chesapeake Indians. The second trip was more than a year later, on the evening of June 2, 1608, when Smith and his hand-picked crew dropped a tow line from the ship Phoenix, which was outward bound for England. They turned a 30-foot open Discovery barge north, past the shoal upon which this Chesapeake Bay Interpretive Buoy System buoy is anchored, for a short exploratory cruise up the seaside of Virginia's eastern shore to find out if the Chesapeake had another mouth there. They spent the night inside the eastern shore's southeasternmost barrier island, which the crew named Smith Island for their captain. The next morning, they rowed as far up the inside passage behind the chain of barrier islands as the present-day site of Oyster, Virginia. The same afternoon, they returned. Historians believe that after passing Smith Island, they sailed between today's Fisherman Island and Cape Charles, and then turned north to explore along the eastern shore's bayside, the territory of the Accomack and Occohonic Indians. Thus began Smith's first exploratory voyage to the head of the Chesapeake. The captain's last trip between the Virginia Capes took place on October 4th or 5th, 1609, as he left Virginia forever aboard a ship bound for England. He had been badly injured from a suspicious explosion of the gunpowder bag that he had been carrying on his hip. It was a hard way for him to leave. The amazingly accurate map of the Chesapeake and its rivers that he published 3 years later, based on his explorations and what he had learned from the Indians he met, played a crucial role in the history of English settlement of both the Virginia and the Maryland colonies. It was a remarkable legacy from an extraordinary man.